Jason. You can't fight him. You can't stop him. And now, you can't even keep him on the screen. Friday the 13th, Part 3 in 3D. Now, when it comes to killing in Jason's woods, Jason will come to you.
Action Room fans, we have returned from Thanksgiving, and so have you!
Yay! Woo!
Congratulations! Congratulations to you, our audience, on returning from Thanksgiving.
You survived your family.
You survived, you made it home, you had a safe trip, and so did I. And as you all know, I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Jessica.
We've got producer Mike here. He is spinning the discs. He's playing
Sick
DJ
record.
For us.
Oh,
that was Action Room synchronicity. All right. So anyway, now that we're back here in the Action Room, we've got something that resembles a show for you. How about that?
That's right.
I mean, can you believe it?
We've got an interview.
We're so glad you tuned in. We have a special guest, that is correct, our very first guest in Action Room 08.
Who are they?
Who are they? Well, it is Kevin Costigan.
Who's that?
Kevin, all of you know Kevin Costigan, don't you? Kevin is in our Action Room version 1.0 of our radio show last year. He was our resident soundtrack expert for movie soundtracks.
He was also part of the Spider-Man contest.
Yes, I kicked his ass.
Superman contest.
I kicked his ass in the Superman trivia contest, thank you. But he was a valiant opponent, and his knowledge was very legendary.
We're going to be talking to him about 3D movies coming up. But first, we actually saw an article in the Post that kind of piqued our interest. It was titled Blonde Justice.
Now, the reason I brought this up was because, and we can make the
yes.
sound
this
of
is,
the newspaper.
Is this page 3 of today's Post? Is
no,
this?
I think it's a few days ago.
Monday, December 1st, yesterday. Okay.
But basically, the only reason I know her is that I...
Now,
you know,
this woman's name...
Okay, you're jumping ahead of ourselves.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Basically, we found an article about this crazy biatch who allegedly claimed she was going to attack the new girlfriend of her ex-husband in a courtroom.
Well, they say she actually did assault her.
In the hallway, but not in the courtroom.
Right. Okay.
Anyways,
it's Cindy Geyer.
Yeah, her name's Cindy Geyer, and she's kind of related to the Action Room. Mike, how's she related?
Not specifically the Action Room, but just me. But I am part of the Action Room.
You
so
are
I guess in
the,
so
yeah.
She's like a beauty queen model type.
Yeah, she's kind of one of those people you see at a convention who's kind of probably too old for the pictures she's selling. You know,
right.
She's selling her and when she was there. She did a lot of romance cover novel things.
Yes, the
with
one picture
Fabio.
Here is called Rebellious Bride. Now, I don't.
Yeah, I was just going to say, now, Jessica, was that ever a thing
Anyone
for you?
Anyone got it?
I just got that.
Thank
the
you.
Wheels,
I'm
the
too
wheels
smart
got turned.
For you guys.
I was like, I don't. Oh, I get that.
I still don't get it. So what was the, did you ever read these romance novels?
This is a good question. When
wow.
I was younger.
I'm hearing a guilty laugh.
Okay. I accidentally purchased one from Target when I was younger. I'm not kidding. I wanted a book. My mom was like, go get a book. So I grabbed one. It was called Fanta C, like the letter. And I remember Fanta C.
Oh,
and
my
I remember
God.
Reading it and being like, whoa, feeling a little whir in the tummy.
What did it have on the cover?
It didn't have anything on the cover. It was just like, you know, shiny and purple, and that was enough for me.
You thought it was like vitamin C.
Anyways, it was sexy, and I passed it around me and my friends, and we all
Your
read
mom
it.
Didn't notice that you that no. was the book you had selected for yourself?
She probably thought it was, I don't know. God, my mom's a whore.
But you didn't get into them. Like,
no,
you
no,
know.
I read
you just
that
passed
one.
It around. That was like
around,
the illicit.
But I didn't buy more. I figured they were all the same.
What was it about? Do you remember any specifics plot?
I want to get into
general.
It was about some woman and her next door neighbor, and he had curly hair and large and
Anyway,
he had pecs.
Things were pulsing, and
right. There was pulsating members.
It was pulsating members.
Manhood throbbing.
wow! All right.
But anyway, so yeah, that's how I know her. So it's funny, and she then ended up.
Now
later
we didn't
on,
say yet what she actually. She went to the courtroom. She flashed her diamond ring at her ex-husband, who was on trial for embezzling and bribing.
Which seems
lots
to be a big
people.
Thing, like Anne Hathaway. People like these guys who embezzle money.
No,
girls like the bad boys.
Thicks, they like rich guys, and half the time they are embezzling.
Right. That is much. That makes a lot more sense, actually.
She did a lot of movies in the 90s, like B movies and stuff. I think Maniac Cop or one of those series.
And she's 47 now.
Yeah, and she, so that would have meant, you know. She was,
I bet those residuals are rolling in.
Yeah,
right.
But she also did a series called Mr. Romance, which was a reality series from 2005.
Do you know this show?
Oh,
I've never heard of it.
I don't.
I kind of remember that.
She produced it.
Was it on VH1 or where was it on?
That's
a good sentence. Where was it on? Where was it, says the grammatically correct
Tony.
Well,
it's obviously forgettable.
Yeah, it was just one of the many reality shows. But in any case, I thought it was a funny topic, and to see where, you know, some of these convention...
where they end up.
Yeah.
So it seems that she is not being charged, by the way, with assaulting someone just outside the courtroom.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't seem like that big of an article, and the fact that it's a whole page, I personally think this is a case where somebody like her planted it herself.
Well, to get publicity. Yeah.
That makes
well,
so
it is
much
the New
sense.
York Post. This is page 3, I will point out, of the New York Post, and they like trash.
And someone like her wants, you know, exposure.
She
and,
wants publicity.
And it's a chance
publicity.
For them to put, like, a busty blonde photo on the page.
Which they did.
I mean, yeah. This is
I like that she's wearing a cross between her large, glistening breasts.
So what did Anne Hathaway do when her boyfriend, she just kind of
dumped
distanced
him.
Herself and dumped him, right?
Yeah,
she was the smart
him.
Version of this.
She was. Just, she didn't assault him in a courtroom.
She didn't, like, yell at him.
Yeah. No, she was classy. So would anybody be flattered if an ex freaked out and attacked your current romance?
Okay. I do remember one time in elementary school.
When you found the romance book.
Yeah, after I got that.
You passed it around to all your
we
friends.
We were doing... it was P.E. and we were doing country dancing.
P.E.
and you had to get
physical exercise, by the way.
That would
physical
be
education.
Education.
Well, because there's a lot of people in the country who might not know that.
So we were doing country dancing, and you had to have partners. And two of the boys in class wanted to be my partner, and they started hitting each other so they could be with me. And I remember, like, being so happy.
Wow.
So, but that's the only time it's ever happened in my whole life. I was 6.
I don't think that's something that's just, I don't think it's just programmed by the society. I think that is genetic, because it goes back to sort of caveman roots.
Yeah. Animalistic. That,
yeah, the women want the men to
all
fight,
right,
to choose
let's practice,
them.
Okay.
It's like on Mean Girls. Did you see Mean Girls?
No, I don't think I did.
You saw it, I think, no? I haven't
there's
seen
a funny
yet,
scene though. Where Lindsay Lohan, like, jumps across the table like a wild orangutan.
Right. Okay, let's practice.
I hear it's really good.
Let's practice. Okay, pretend you're with Jessica, Tony.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey, baby.
No. Tony.
What?
That's my girl. I saw her first.
No, man.
No.
Fuck
no.
That shit.
No.
Fuck you both.
What do you
I'm
mean
out
you
of
saw
here.
Her first?
Okay, we're bad at that.
Okay. So great, guys.
Wow, you guys really showed a lot of emotion.
Please cut that. I was just building up to it.
I was trying to be serious.
Please cut that out. Please cut that out.
In the dating
what do you
world.
Mean you saw her first?
Tony actually has some good news.
I met her first.
Dating life.
All right.
I met Michael.
Well,
first.
A better question. Yeah, Jessica did meet Michael first. Damn it! All right, so we'll be right back with our special guest, interviewee, and contributor, Kevin Costigan.
Stay tuned. You are the
Alright everyone, we're back with the Action Room. I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Jessica.
And we have our very first guest of the Action Room version 2.0. We have Kevin with us. Welcome,
hey.
Kevin.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome, Kevin.
Can we say your last name on the air?
Costigan.
Kevin Costigan. Alright, now Kevin in version 1.0 of the Action Room was our soundtrack expert. But Kevin is here to talk about something a little different, but somewhat related. Kevin, can you take that vague statement I just made and make it make sense?
Yeah, I was thinking about this surge in 3D films that have come out of the woodwork in the last year. It seems like there's a big boom in 3D movies, and it got me thinking that, you know, good Lord, 25 years ago, a quarter century ago, there was like this big surge in 3D movies. And
1983.
Right, 1983, 25 years ago.
The year I was born.
Wow. Whoa! Okay, hold on to your horses.
I see young people. Oh, no. So I thought, geez, you know, if we live in an age now where they can't come up with any new ideas. So they thought, well, what are we going to have now? Well, let's take that 3D stuff and bring it out of the hat. I'm like, okay. Yeah. So I found that things haven't changed.
Now, we have a list here, Kevin.
Let's talk about, some of the newer films, just so people, know that, like, Bolt is in 3D.
Bolt. The only 3D ones I've heard of on this list of four movies this year, I've heard about Bolt 3D. Mm-hmm. Like, there's the regular version
of
Bolt.
They have regular Bolt.
And then there's Bolt 3D.
Did they release the regular one first, and now there's the 3D?
I get that impression, because I didn't hear about Bolt 3D when it first hit the screens.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Kevin, but that seems to be the way it is. Like, now they'll just release it normally, but then also in 3D and IMAX or something like that.
It's sort of like, 70mm and 35mm right. presentation.
I mean, didn't they do a... Oh, no, they did Batman
with,
IMAX.
With Dark Knight, there was IMAX.
But it's that same concept at the same time, yeah.
The only other one I've heard of is Journey to the Center of the Earth was shown, I think,
with
only
Brandon
in 3D.
Brandon Fraser, the best actor in the...
You're kidding, right, Jessica?
Yes, I'm kidding.
I think Journey to the Center of the Earth was only shown in IMAX/3D when it came out. There was no plain old version of Journey to the Center of the Earth.
But now the one I'm waiting for, just because it looks cheesy the way these old ones that we're going to talk about were like, is My Bloody Valentine, which is this horror film that comes out next year, and it looks totally cheesy, 3D, completely cheesy.
Oh my God, blood and gore in 3D.
A remake of an 80s
Supposedly,
My Bloody Valentine?
That's what I heard. I didn't research it. We didn't have enough time to research.
Like, I vaguely heard of the 80s My Bloody Valentine, but I don't remember anything much
but
about
it. But let's go back. Let's take it back.
Let's take it back.
To 1983.
Let's kick it back.
And 1982. When Jessica's parents were having sex and Atari and
that takes the magic of bam bam to a whole new level.
Now the big thing, Kevin, is that these soundtracks from the scores from these movies have just suddenly come out, a lot of them. And just list a few of them that,
That's sort of the irony, is that of all these 1983 3D movies, they have released first-time soundtrack releases only now, and no coincidence. But anyway, so the big hits, of 3D World 1983 were Space Hunter Adventures in the Forbidden Zone.
I'll remember that.
Metal Storm. Yeah. Now, look at these titles. Metal Storm, and I shit you not, this is the title. Yeah. Metal Storm, The Destruction of Jared Sin.
What does that even mean?
I know.
Jared Sin is famous as Anakin Skywalker.
Okay, so basically they've given away the ending.
Yeah.
He gets destroyed.
I don't need to see the movie now. Yeah. Okay.
But he dies in a
large Jared Sin
he's destroyed.
He's fucked. All right, so what else have we got here?
Jaws 3D.
Now, everyone should know, at least have heard of Jaws 3D.
Dennis Quaid.
I want to see that.
Right?
If you rent it, you can't rent it.
You can rent it. It's not in 3D.
If you rent it, do they give you 3D glasses?
No, it's not in 3D, unfortunately.
Does anyone own their own 3D glasses?
I think I.
You know what?
I've
Jessica,
thrown them out after every single.
Liar.
So, but do you just want to wear the glasses, or do you care that it actually works?
We should bring them back.
I don't think if you rent something on Blockbuster or Netflix, it was in 3D. Like it won't.
But
be
we could
on
just
3D
wear the glasses just for fun.
You could just wear the glasses in your living room.
I just wear these all the time. It's a fashion.
Yeah,
thing.
No, I have heard. Kevin is actually wearing the 3D.
Yes, I'm wearing them right now. Right. I see green and I see red and blue.
Now, what is this Treasure of the Four Crowns? I've never even heard of it.
Would you believe that the man that did the music to the Good and the Bad and the Ugly did the music for that movie?
Wow. Well,
Ennio Morricone.
Now, Kevin, you were mentioning this to me when we talked about this a week ago, that a lot of these films almost tried seemingly to compensate for their bad 3D effects by having really stirring soundtracks, or at least trying to have a quality soundtrack.
Exactly.
And who else? So the man who did The Good, Bad, and the Ugly, who is Morricone?
Ennio Morricone.
Ennio Morricone did the soundtrack The Treasure of the Four Crowns?
Yes.
Now, and you also mentioned Elmer Bernstein?
Elmer Bernstein.
Did
Space
which?
Space Hunter.
Now, Elmer Bernstein did what?
He did, he's more known for The Ten Commandments and To Kill a Mockingbird, but he did the big stuff in the 80s.
Did he also do, The Secret of My Success?
No.
There's an old movie.
Okay, we really did heavy metal.
We're losing our audience.
Airplane.
Okay.
And Jessica's
right.
falling asleep.
Any relation to the other Bernstein? To Leonard Bernstein, by
the
way?
Hold on,
no.
Okay.
Now, is Space Hunter the one with Molly Ringwald?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, Molly
this
Ringwald.
This was Molly Ringwald's first
and
film.
And Michael Ironside. Michael Ironside.
Yeah. Oh, who's a staple.
Who played Overdog, right?
Yeah.
I remember.
You remember this movie.
Anyway.
Wow.
So can we Molly hear Ringwald, a clip? Though. Let's hear a clip from what would you pick as something worth listening to from this era of 1983 3D movies?
Well, I would probably say Metal Storm, The Destruction of Jaredson, only because it sounds like James Horner's Star Trek II a little bit.
Which we mentioned in an earlier episode is a great soundtrack. So let's listen
to
their ripoff. That was brilliant! Wow, it really does sound like James Horner's soundtrack.
I didn't hear
Star Trek
anything.
Too. You can hear that strain. Da, da. Okay,
no, wait. I have a question now. I don't know if we covered this, but why was it 1983 specifically? Is there a reason for that? That all
did
these
the 3D
films
technology
came out?
Become so much more accessible, or?
Well, they always say that like every 25 years, everything sort of shifts again, another generation,
yeah.
And I guess they ran out of some ideas, you know. I think it was the same year as Return of the Jedi, and they thought, well, maybe how can we top this?
Go back to 3D.
You know?
Well, I since I was alive in the 80s, I vividly remember that when this wave of 1983 3D movies came out, I remember hearing that prior to that, the only prior 3D mainstream films
the
was
Richard
something
Pryor.
Called House of Wax in like 1958,
yeah.
Which
yeah.
was a not a Richard Pryor, a
no,
Vincent
Pryor.
Price.
Vincent Price.
Yeah,
Richard Pryor.
Pryor. He was around that long.
Oh, you said prior to this. now the thing is,
now you also mentioned Friday the 13th
yeah.
Part 3.
Now that
which
was
for horror fans is probably a big
yeah,
deal.
In 1982, which was the precursor, this probably was the start of it all. Was a movie called Parasite. Now, I kind of remember this film. This had Demi Moore. This is one of Demi Moore's first films. I just saw it with my grandparents, if you can believe it.
Oh.
Wow.
Which is probably even scarier.
My
than
pornographer.
To get with a pornographer. But,
yeah. Pornographer with grandparents. Parasite with your grandparents.
I remember it scaring the shit out of me. And I remember, because when you think about it, back then, those movies, they're just dark and badly lit. And
right,
just like,
right.
But it's in 3D.
It's even scarier because you can't tell what's happening.
Something's jumping at me.
Right, but what's so weird is they still have to hand out the glasses. And that also probably cost studios, I know it's probably like 5 cents per little pair of glasses, but that's a big pain in the ass production-wise. I'm waiting for the day, and it probably will come, when 3D can be done without
special
glasses.
Hold on, Tony, that's what they're working on. They're working
really?
On a 3D that you don't need glasses. Isn't
but
that right?
This is
that
not, yes. This is not, if I went and saw Bolt 3D,
I know, but Spielberg and James
and
Cameron
Lucas
are all working
Cameron.
On this
right.
new technology.
Yeah.
Now, Kevin might know more about this. What have you heard
well,
about?
Will your eyeballs have to be like refracted and replaced? Or?
Well, that's an interesting thing, because I don't think 3D works on everyone. So I think there will be some people who it
if
doesn't
you're colorblind.
Work
on.
It's like
colorblind,
it's like those 80s.
Right. When
yes, the
picture optical illusion.
The magic illusion, magic picture.
You have to
thing.
Hold it up to your nose.
Right. I still don't see it, dude. I still don't see it.
You see it? I see a spaceship. No, underwater.
Well, actually, the new glasses actually don't have the red and blue tint.
What do they have?
They actually look like sunglasses.
They're clear or
they
they're dark?
Like
or they're
sunglasses.
Gray.
They have a tint. In fact, there's a disclaimer on the packaging that says, does not have UV protection.
Oh.
Do not
they
wear them
so
as sunglasses.
Much like sunglasses.
Yes, they do. They have that tint. And also, they literally are plastic.
Oh, they're not like shitty cardboard?
They're not. And also, mind
well,
you...
Well, I don't want them.
Yeah,
there.
Really.
I went to see Bolt, I noticed that the price for a standard movie ticket is at $11.50 or
right.
$12.
Yikes.
It is now, it was $14 for the 3D movie.
Wow. That's
wow.
You literally think they tacked on $3 because it was 3D?
Yes.
One per day.
Exactly.
$1 per dimension.
Well, they gotta make some money, you know. It's like, ooh, we gotta have something different, so let's tag on a couple of
with a 3D movie, it would actually cost more.
It's cost more for
because the average
3D movie
is not $14.
It's the same price
even
as
in New York City.
IMAX is $14, and as is 3D is IMAX.
But now, do you know about this technology that James Cameron and all that?
I've heard about this.
Well, yeah, I've heard a little about it. I mean, I don't know specifically the exact specifics from what I've heard, because I actually work in IATSE Local 306, and they're basically we're the motion picture projectionist
Local 306.
Union. So yeah, plug out to my union, my homies. Yeah. And from what I hear from those in the industry is that they're working on this technology that
so does it still work with the projection or
well yeah it
would
works.
Have to be digital
you will
right?
not you will you don't you do not actually have to wear glasses.
That's awesome.
It's all in the projection. It's in the screen itself.
Ooh.
And
whoa.
There's a couple of components, but it's glasses free 3D.
So the screen itself is like made of cookie dough.
Yeah,
that is the only, as we all know, that's the only surface that refracts light in such a way that allows red and green.
And they also have some extra hanging string fish to throw out at you.
When you said there's something in the screen itself, I just thought, what could possibly
be? That's
got
to be so expensive if they have to like replace.
Yeah, then that shit's going to be $28 per movie.
And you can eat
New York.
The screen.
And you can then you can eat the screen at the end.
I love
rainbow sherbet. Well, are there any other 3D movies that you know that are coming out in the next 5 months that aren't on our list?
I think the new Pixar movie, it's called Up.
Yes.
It's in 3D.
Ooh.
Cause when
we love Pixar trailer, here at the Action Room.
It actually looks really cute, the movie.
It does. Okay.
It does. It's going to rival all the other ones before.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin,
thank
as always.
You,
thank
Kevin.
You for having us.
Thank you
and,
for listening to all my geekisms.
Kevin's got to rush off to Local Union 306.
Yeah.
So, thanks, Kevin. We'll be right back after this. Everyone, action fans, we are back, and that was Kevin Costigan, our resident expert. Next time, we'll have him in on some entirely unrelated topic.
That man knows so much about music, it's insane.
And movies.
Yeah, specifically scores. Like, he probably doesn't know any band that's out right now. But
do you think that, I was curious, orchestral. And I should have asked him this, do you think that that's like the music that he listens to? Like,
yeah,
he's
it
hanging
is.
Out?
It is.
Yeah,
like
some
he
people.
Pops in, like, what? What does he pop
nobody
in?
Nobody
pops
E.T., the score.
Nobody pops in anything anymore.
What do you know
in?
What?
He does
expression.
Pop it in.
You
pop in the CD.
Well, but nobody does CDs anymore.
You pop
anymore,
in your
it?
iPod.
Oh! So anyway, so yes, we learned about 3D movies. In the course of this episode, we also learned about how romance, trashy, steamy novels can be the gateway to sexual awakening for a young girl like Jessica.
Ding.
Wow. And we also heard about women fighting over men and competition. And I had a strange thing come up in my dating life. Now,
tell us.
I will. So as you know, if you've been following Action Room continuity, all 784 of you fans out there, I've been dating someone regularly and very consistently. It's literally a month now.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Woo! That's
and,
a big step.
We're calling her here at the Action Room to preserve her privacy. We're calling her Election Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because the second date was election night. And we cuddled to the victory of Obama and history being made. And that sounds so precious, right?
Good memory.
So anyway, and it's at the point where it's really like a relationship. We haven't officially defined it as such. We haven't had the talk. But, you know, it is. And I really like
talk
her.
Talk about where babies come from? What talk?
Yes, we had that talk. And then I brought out Fantasy, the novel, to show her where babies come from.
Ooh, that could get it. That could be
that
good.
Could get, ooh, I've got to make it. Hold on. I've got to make
Jessica,
a note of that.
Jessica,
have you guys had a...
Read sexy novel
Jessica,
to girlfriend.
Would you secretly like to get that novel back again and reminisce?
We gotta
I
do
was
a,
just home for Thanksgiving.
We
got to
do a Google search for that shit.
Fine. That can be my Hanukkah present.
so anyway.
Ooh, I'll read to the Action Room fans my favorite
passage from it.
Ooh,
I think we have to.
I'm going
to
eBay it now.
We got to track down Fanta-C. Is it Fanta? There's a hyphen
there's
there.
There's a hyphen.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That totally sounds like a soft drink. Fanta-C? Like, Fanta, there's a Fanta drink.
And right. Orange flavored.
There was, by the way, the short-lived pop princess Vitamin C. Remember
yeah,
her?
You know,
yeah, I remember her.
I hate to get start getting too obscure here, but... She was in a band called Eve's Plum before that.
Shit,
That I interviewed for a public access show. Oh, cool. And before that, she was in a movie. She was an actress in Crybaby, I think. She was
my favorite.
And she, by the way, was in a bad movie, a B movie produced by some Wes Craven, Dracula 2000.
There you go.
With Gerard Butler, who's now a major star.
Nice.
And was dating Jennifer Aniston. Who is she in Crybaby?
See, I don't know. She's a redhead.
That's Johnny Depp. Right?
I think it's Crybaby.
Yeah, right.
I might be wrong, but I think it's Crybaby.
She was like a rich Broadway. I saw it.
A rich girl, like a stuck-up
one
girl.
One of the squares. What,
yeah, something. I don't know. I can't remember. It might not have been.
So anyway,
Tony told me a little bit about this, and I think it's pretty cool.
All right. So speaking about competition or dating or conflicts or whatever, so I'm seeing this terrific, terrific, gorgeous, beautiful woman,
election girl
in capital letters.
Double jinx,
right. Oh, yeah, because we just said that at the same time. I didn't get it at first. So anyway, this friend of mine, who's an old college buddy, former roommate, really good friend, he goes, hey, he calls me up, and he goes, I haven't talked to him in about 2 weeks. And he goes, hey, some friends of mine have a friend who's a single, she's an actress, single girl, and she wants to be set up on a date. And they're like, and they've heard you, this guy's name is Steve, we've heard you, Steve, mention your friend Tony, who's an actor, he sounds like a cool guy, whatever. Would he be willing to be set up with our friend? And he called me up. That's all he said. And I was like, no, I'm seeing someone now. It's exclusive. I really like them. This could really, you know, be something really good. Oh. So no, I'm not open to meeting anyone. The next day, he calls me again and says, oh, the people who made the offer of their friend, they want you to know that this person is famous.
Ooh,
and they
up
said,
in the ante.
Not that this should matter, they said, obviously trying to pique my interest, not that this should matter, but she's famous. So I'm on the phone with Steve, and I'm like, well, who, okay, now I still don't want to meet them, because I'm a man of principle, but I'm just curious now, of course, who is it? And they say, he goes, Steve is a little flaky sometimes, and he goes, I don't remember her name, I'll have to look at the email, it's, her last name is D-U-R-T-C-H, Dirch, or her last name is Birch, or Bratch.
You're killing me. Who is it?
And I go, and I realize in my knowledge of showbiz, I'm like, is her name Dratch?
Yeah.
Oh, because they said she was on SNL and 30 Rock.
So Rachel Dratch.
And I go, is it Rachel Dratch? And he goes, yeah, that was it. That's her name. And he goes, but I'll have to double check. I'll have to look at the email.
So the question is, are you going to go on a date with her?
Right. So it is Rachel Dratch. No. I mean, first of all, I'm seeing someone who I really like.
Let's try and fix Rachel Dratch up.
I know.
Rachel,
a new segment.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't even have put this on the public airwaves.
You don't want her, but I love her, and I'm going to find someone fabulous.
What, I love Debbie Downer.
Now I know she's
Debbie Downer.
I remember Debbie Downer.
Sully. Oh my God, you're so hot. Let's make out. Go get the car.
Now I know she's great and everything, but you know I reviewed some pictures. I didn't know that I felt it. I didn't feel a tingling.
Ooh, really? You didn't feel a fantasy?
I didn't feel a tingling like little Jessica felt when she read fantasy. But other people, some acquaintances who don't know that I'm a very principled guy, they were like, you should meet her anyway. You should just hang out with her. I'm like,
you haven't had the talk, and you could go out with someone.
I suppose
true.
In principle that is true, but I feel like it's unethical. Then again, girls love bad boys. So if I want election girl to like me more, I should be an asshole, and I should go out with other people and not before.
And then
we've
maybe
had a talk.
You can get in the paper with Rachel Dratch attacking your election girl. Okay. Anyway.
Well,
the moral of the story is maybe I should be more of a bad boy.
Moral of the story is that here at the Action Room, we are ethical, good people who occasionally get tinglings in our tummy.
And that Tony should be more of a bad boy.
Yes.
Oh, God, what an episode.
Thank you for sticking with us, Action fans. You are what makes this show special. Your letters, your emails, your stalking of Jessica.
Leave me alone. Just kidding. Stalk me more. Leave comments on our MySpace page.
That's how it says, yes, MySpace.
And tell your friends to watch and tune in, because we've got 24/7 replays with new shows every Friday at 7.
Right, and you can watch our YouTube videos, which are still on our YouTube channel, and just get the word about the Action Room. Tell a friend, tell your mother, tell your dog, and find, someone needs to track down and find Fantasy and mail in a copy. Email us and we will tell you where to mail it. So thanks very much. We have another fantastic episode for you next week. Remember, new episodes stream at 7 p.m. Friday nights. So have a great night. I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Jessica.
We've got producer Mike. Have a great week, Action Heads.
Check you later.